to the latest episode of Public Power Now. I'm Paul Ciampoli, APPA's news director. Our guest in this episode is Mandeep Samra, Assistant General Manager for Power Supply at California Public Power Utility, Burbank Water and Power. Mandeep is here to discuss a new utility-scale battery storage project in Burbank. A ribbon cutting for the Iron Flow Battery Storage Project is scheduled to take place on April 5th. Burbank Water and Power in late 2022 said it had entered into an agreement with ESS to bring the battery storage project to Burbank. As part of the agreement, a 75-kilowatt Iron Flow battery will be installed and connected to a 265-kW solar array on the utility's eco-campus. To help offset the cost of the battery and installation, the utility secured a grant from APPA's Demonstration of Energy and Efficiency Developments Program for $125,000. Mandeep, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Paul.
Sure thing. So, Mandeep, just to kind of get our conversation started, I wanted to set aside specifics on the project itself and give you the opportunity to kind of briefly describe your responsibilities as Assistant General Manager for Power Supply at Burbank Water and Power.
Thank you, Paul. First, thank you for having me on the podcast. I'm very excited to be here to share our project. I am the Assistant General Manager of Power Supply at Burbank Water and Power, or BWP for short. I manage the power plant, the real-time operations desk, wholesale operations, as well as the energy control center and facilities and the eco-campus. We definitely cover a lot of the responsibility here at Burbank. We are a community-owned utility that provides water, electric, and fiber optic services to more than 55,000 residential and business customers in the city of Burbank. We've been operating for over 100 years, delivering service across Burbank, 17 square miles incorporated city just north of downtown Los Angeles. As a leader of power supply, I do manage various groups I mentioned earlier, and I've been in the industry for about 20 years.
So just pivoting to the project, could you describe the reasons why the utility decided to pursue this energy storage project and, how will the Iron Flow Battery Storage Project benefit the utility as well as its customers?
A great question. At BWP, our vision is really to embrace innovation, embolden change, and empower people to improve the quality of life for Burbank and beyond. One of the ways we do this is by innovating, by investing in innovative projects on our 10-acre eco-campus, where we have several water and energy demonstration projects. BWP has been looking to test different types of battery technology over the last decade. Since we do have a solar array on campus, and the last couple of years, we were able to have it come to life. When I started here in 2021, I did work closely with my team to research and analyze emerging long-duration energy storage technologies. I had two of my staff, a research assistant, and a staff senior administrative analyst, look independently at different options, and they both came to the same conclusion. An Iron Flow long-duration battery was the best option. We looked at many options for the site, but what stood out with the Iron Flow battery was that its composition was so simple and abundant, water and iron, with the potential to last 25 years. The other thing is it's going to allow us to really test out the potential for various use cases for peak shaving, load dispatch, and if we could actually display it or utilize it successfully at a scale that will grow over time. We are looking to decommission one of our old steam generating plants, which will free up another 4 acres of our campus to test out new technologies as well.
So you may have touched on this at least in part in terms of your response, but I wanted to know if you could kind of elaborate a little more on how the Iron Flow battery storage technology is different from other forms of energy storage technology.
Definitely. We do eliminate some of the concerns with lithium ion batteries, including, you know, batteries overheating. And then they have lithium ion is just a rare metal, whereas here we're dealing with metals that are easy to find. It's manufactured in the U.S. predominantly, and the charge will hold for a longer time. And the duration for long duration is 6 to 8 hours compared to the conventional lithium ion, which is 4 hours. And the useful life of the battery is expected to be 25 years versus 10 years for other types of batteries like lithium ion. One of the downsides is the size. So conventionally, you could get a shipping container with 1 megawatt of lithium ion. We are doing a shipping container, and it's only 75 to 100 kW here for this demonstration project, but we believe the benefits outweigh the cost. We will need more space, but we're going to be able to test out this technology. And over time, we're hoping that the space component will diminish and we'll be able to get a lot more bang for our buck in terms of the size. We are also able to offset some of the costs with the APPAD grant. And we believe that this investment will give us a lot of information to better plan for our energy storage solutions in the future.
So with respect to sizing, I mean, are you implying that at some point iron flow battery storage technology could may have a reduction in terms of the physical space that it takes up?
Yeah, even case in point, the battery that we got, the size right now is 75 kW, but the same size is available now for 100 kW. So even in the year that we were negotiating the contract, scope or the scale actually improved.
All right, great. That's useful information. So Mandy, just wanted to pivot a little and kind of take a broader scope in terms of that what we're talking about in terms of storage. Wanted to give you an opportunity to talk about what other deployments of battery storage the utility is considering.
Thank you. You know, as I mentioned earlier, innovation and exploring new technologies is central to how BWP operates. So everything is on the table. Locally, we are looking to expand our pilots with other types of long-duration batteries on our eco-campus. So we'll look at the zinc, iron flow, other types of batteries as well. Our team is actually currently researching other types of options. We will be decommissioning our old steam generator, as I mentioned, that frees up about 4 acres of space. So we're looking at battery storage that can be stacked on our site. We're also looking to install additional solar on our campus that can be directly tied to future energy storage projects. We're also discussing the options to do small-scale lithium-ion batteries at our substations to assist with load shifting. But more broadly, as we look at our long-term power purchase agreements for utility-scale renewable energy projects across the country, specifically across the West, we're now only looking at these resources that can be directly tied to on-site storage to maximize the use of the resource when we need it most, which is when the sun isn't shining and the wind isn't blowing. So that those peak hours in the morning and the evening. BWP is also part of the Intermountain Project Renewal, which will have green hydrogen as part of the portfolio mix. The green hydrogen will be housed on-site in natural occurring salt mines. This will be one of the largest deployments of hydrogen storage in the U.S. when it comes online in 2025. But overall, battery storage is central to managing renewable energy costs for our customers. As I mentioned before, when the sun isn't shining and solar energy is abundant, when the sun is shining and solar energy is abundant, the price for energy is relatively low. However, in the morning, early morning hours and evening hours, the peak hours, the prices go up dramatically since intermittent resources such as solar and wind are not producing energy. If we could store the energy when it is abundant and use it during the peak hours, when we typically don't have access to solar and wind, we would save a lot of money for our customers. So that is the goal and for this project and future projects that we have.
Congratulations on this project. I'm sure you're very excited about the ribbon cutting. And just, I would love to have you back at some point in the future where perhaps we could look at the success that's flowed from this project. And obviously you're involved with a lot of other aspects of the operations of the utility. So I'm sure there's other topics we could discuss as well.
No, that would be great. And our ribbon cutting is on Friday, April 5th at the BWP Eco Campus. And that's when the project goes live.
Okay, great. Well, thanks again.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Public Power Now, which was produced by Julio Guerrero, graphic and digital designer at APPA. I'm Paul Champollion. We'll be back next week with more from the world of public power.